This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Recession, soft landing. Recession, soft landing. Recession, soft landing. That has been the macroeconomic balancing act for, what, 2 years now? And with that jobs report we got on Friday, the debate is not stopping. The truth is, there was some positive data in Friday's information, and maybe a little bit to worry about as well. Marketplace's Sabree Benishour walks us through what the labor market is telling us.
Are we headed for recession? Well, not if you are in healthcare. Healthcare won the economy over the past year. 900,000 more people now have jobs in that industry. Leisure and hospitality did well over the year, too. So did government jobs.
Those three together were responsible for 73% of all the jobs added in the last 12 months.
Seljuk Iran heads the Labor Market Institute at the Conference Board. So some industries are doing great, but they might not be representative. Healthcare, for example, that has kind of been on its own journey.
We have an aging population, and as people get older, they demand more health services. That is going to continue independent of whether there's a recession or not.
Overall, the number of new jobs created each month has been chaotic, but generally trending down for 12 months. Temp workers, which Aaron says are kind of a canary in the coal mine, have seen a big decline. And wage growth is now what some economists call puzzlingly low.
Eventually, we do expect a recession, and we are expecting that the job losses are going to be more industry-wide.
There is not a consensus here, though, because on the other hand, things are, objectively speaking, pretty good. Julia Pollack is chief economist at ZipRecruiter.
It is slowing down, but granted, you know, we're slowing down from a period when we had 2 million jobs recovered per quarter, and we're now at a place where we're adding about over 600,000 a quarter. That's still a very, very healthy clip.
So the slowdown in jobs growth is relative, Pollack says. And another way of looking at the current job market is not that we are on the road to fizzling out, but rather...
things are getting back to normal.
Justin Wolfers is professor of economics at the University of Michigan.
In a period in which we're creating jobs, basically at amongst the fastest rates we've ever done so, and in which the unemployment rate has hovered around its 50-year low, we've had a drumbeat of recession talk. It's absolutely bonkers, bananas, makes no sense.
So are we headed for a recession next year? Well, the answer is definitively. I'm Sabree Benishour for Marketplace.